You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Massachusetts is home to more than 90,000 students who are English language learners, which means English is not their first language. Today, that's more than 10% of the total student population. And all approaches to helping them learn, not created equal. Jessica Lander is a high school history teacher in Lowell, and she knows that. And in her new book, Making Americans, Stories of Historic Struggle, New Ideas, and Inspiration in Immigrant Education, she lays out innovations that work from around the country. Jessica joined us in Studio 2 earlier this week, along with Sophia, a former student of Jessica's who was born in Iraq and is featured in the book, for another edition of our local author segment. And I started by asking Jessica to react to four themes that really stuck out for me. Intentionality in teaching, how obvious it is that English only, that model doesn't work, how much it takes inside and outside of the classroom to provide the right kind of support, and the deep impact that these students can have on their communities when they're empowered.
For me, the book is really at its heart about belonging and how do we ensure belonging for our newcomer students. And that touches on those four points you talked about. It's about the big, bold ideas happening across the country today that you were just mentioning that I think we can draw on. And I think particularly that last one you mentioned of just the tremendous strengths of our immigrant origin students and all they bring to our communities. And so how do we create those supports that you talked about in points 2 and 3 to ensure that our students thrive in our communities as they build new homes and new lives here?
And what does belonging mean, Jessica?
Belonging to me is fundamental. So for young people, a sense of belonging provides a foundation for building a new life and pursuing one's dreams. And for young people, that sense of belonging, I think, helps them invest those talents and energies in their community. And for me, as I was researching this book, traveling across the country, speaking to educators, young people, members of the community, people at the heart of historical cases, what I found were these 8 essential elements of belonging, of what does it take to ensure that students have a sense of belonging. But I think it all comes back to that. If we want to ensure that students like Sophia, as she creates a new home here, feels that she is part of this community, what are the ways that we need to ensure that? What are the roles that we have as educators, as members of our communities to help make that happen? And that, for me, is the heart of this book.
So, Sophia, I'll turn to you now. And I want to know, you're one of many remarkable students that Jessica writes about in her book, From Classrooms from Lowell High. We're only using your first name today because you are from Iraq and your family faced targeted violence after your brother was in the Iraqi army and collaborated with the U.S. It was striking to read that when you and your parents left Iraq, you didn't even realize you wouldn't be going back.
I left my home country when I was 10. And as a kid, I was like, okay, we're going for a vacation and then we're coming back afterward. Because when we left, my two sisters were still back home. And when we were in Turkey, after a couple months, my sisters came to Turkey. And in that moment, I was like, oh, I just realized that we're not going.
Because there was nothing anchoring
There's
you back
nobody
at home in Iraq
left there
anymore.
Other than, no.
And so you spent some time in Turkey. Eventually, you wind up in the United States. Have you reached a point where you feel like you belong?
When I got here, there was so much of cultural shock. And there's a new language I have to learn, a new community I had to learn and get around. And for the first 2 years, I was the one that would advocate for myself and my family as well.
So you were a guide and an
advocate. I was like guiding everybody. And I remember in junior year, I came to Ms. Lander's classroom and she introduced our first semester project, which is writing a cookbook, choosing a family recipe and writing that recipe and writing a short story with that recipe. The story is how you came to the U.S., what's your background story, and how that recipe is connected to your family and your home. And it was like the first time that a teacher asked me to write about myself. And she really showed me that she cared about me and my family. And she was the one that like, welcome to the U.S. Of like that sense that you belong here, you're welcomed here, and I'm here to support you.
So I'll turn back to you, Jessica, and just kind of to put it in perspective. Here in the area, between 2000 and 2015, English learner students in the Commonwealth went up by 70%. We are talking about more than 10% of students at this point as of 2018. Welcome, you belong here, tell me your story seems pretty straightforward. And yet, we are not even in many cases doing the basics for our young people as they're beginning to, and we're talking about a lot of kids who aren't even getting, welcome, I'm glad you're here, tell me your story.
So I think as I traveled across the country for one-third of this book, talking to teachers and sitting in the classrooms of others, and I think what I found was just extraordinary innovation happening. And also the lack of connections and collaborations between classrooms that are doing really powerful work and also schools that are struggling and trying to figure out what to do. I have met so many teachers who, I've never met a teacher who doesn't want to do the best by their students and doesn't want to support their students, but many don't know how to. I think teaching often is a very isolating profession. So often we're alone in our classroom. We don't get to learn from others. And so as I was traveling across the country, visiting these extraordinary schools in, say, Guilford, North Carolina, or in Houston, Texas, they are doing really powerful stuff that's maybe not known in their community or not known outside. But also, they might be struggling with something. And I'd be like, oh, but I just heard of a school in Lawrence, Massachusetts that's doing really powerful work. Can I connect the two of you? And so I think it's not a lack of desire to want to support students. It's maybe a lack of knowing what the best strategies are.
So let's get concrete for a second, and then I'm going to come back to you, Sophia. Jessica, okay, we're going to pick three communities and specific examples, something innovative that is happening right next door in Lawrence with Enlace, one thing they're doing.
Family engagement. Enlace is a program within Lawrence High School, and it's for newcomer students who've been in the country less than usually 2 years, usually a year. And they do really powerful work with engaging with families, seeing the strengths of their immigrant families, and inviting them into the classroom, into their spaces, into the school, and also making sure they're supporting the families as they're building new
and
homes.
Going into family homes. And
they start the year not in the classroom, but in families' homes. They wait for invitations, so they're not showing up unwelcome and uninvited. And they don't start with rules and regulations. They start with, what are your hopes and dreams for your son? What are your hopes and dreams for your daughter? Can we learn from you? And it's really about building a collaboration where teachers and families are working together to support students. And also teachers in the school are working to support families in connecting to their new community, knowing that A is the important and powerful thing to do, but also is the important, powerful thing to do to help their students succeed academically in school as well.
Okay. Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia has this really powerful school right outside in Decatur called the Global Village Project, which is a school for refugee girls who've spent a long time out of school. Some of the students at this school have never experienced formal education. And traditionally, if you are a 16-year-old girl and you have never experienced formal education, you come to the U.S., you don't yet know English, you're going to be put in 11th or 10th grade. Good luck. We're not setting students up for success. That is really hard to succeed. And so what this school does is it says, we see you, we recognize the strengths that you have and also the areas of growth that you need. You might need a kindergarten level of education right now, but also we're going to recognize that you are a 16-year-old who has the maturity often of adult who's had to carry that maturity for many years. And we're going to honor both of those identities at the same time and create a space for you to learn and catch up on your academic learning in a really supportive environment that taps about 100 volunteers from the community to be able to work one-on-one with students, to be able to catch up academically while supporting them as young women, because they are young teenagers growing up, and getting them to a place where they can succeed in a U.S. high school when they leave.
We're talking with high school teacher Jessica Lander, who teaches in Lowell, Massachusetts, and one of her former students, Sophia, and we're using only Sophia's first name here. For the third example, Sophia, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to ask you about lunch in the classroom of a teacher named Jessica Lander in Lowell, Massachusetts. Tell us about the lunchroom.
It's a very welcoming lunchroom. It's a very diverse lunchroom. Everybody enjoying their meals. And in the classroom, she has a coffee corner, coffee and tea corner. And everybody is making coffee and eating their food. And the ones that need a deep conversation with Miss Lander, she's there to help with that. And we just became like siblings in the classroom, where everybody knows each other and everyone advises each other and helps each other. And it just was amazing.
You built a family.
We built a family, yeah.
And it felt like that.
And it's like an international family where everybody is like from different part of the world.
And we're not talking a couple different parts of the world, Jessica. We're talking about a dozen different places in the world.
So I teach students from about 30 different countries, from Colombia to the Democratic Republic of the Congo to Cambodia.
So now let's pick up. And Sophia, we're going to talk about you while you sit here and listen to us talk about you for a second. Because at the beginning of this conversation, we talked about the transformative power young people have when you give them a chance to be who they can be and have impact on their community. So Jessica, in supporting Sophia and creating this space where she feels like she belongs, Sophia then went on to do something pretty remarkable.
Absolutely. So in our class, so I teach U.S. history and civics to all recent immigrant and refugee students. And Sophia was first my student as a junior at Lowell High. And in the second semester, we embark on an action civics project where my students together go out and interview the community, figure out an issue they really care about and want to create community change on. And then they set about doing that together. And so Sophia's class decided that they wanted to try to help make their schools, their homes, and their community safer. And they worked together to research, to write memos, to conduct a survey of students and teachers, to gather a petition, to reach out to local officials and hold meetings. And it was so powerful for me to watch Sophia become this quiet leader in the classroom and see her really step into her own. She sat in a corner of the class, and around her, kids just gravitated to her. So her peers from Japan and the Dominican Republic and Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo and Spain, and they're all working together, and she was in the midst of all of it. So she's checking on students who are working on the petitions or writing letters to members of the legislature in Massachusetts. And then she and her peers went and met with their state rep. And then hearing about it afterwards, it was powerful to see them become leaders in their community and really step up to advocate for the things they care about. I think there's always that moment for me when we do this project, and I saw it with Sophia's class, where they'll be writing an email and they'll turn to me and go, well, this is fake, right? We're not actually going to send this. And then I get to be like, no, we're actually going to send this letter to a representative or a local leader. And they go, oh. And those are those moments of transformation, because they realize that the work they're doing is real, that it can have a real impact. And then when they get responses back, that adults care about what they have to say, adults want to listen to them, adults are excited and eager and ready to read what they've written and then to discuss those ideas with them, is really powerful. And so Sophia's work and her leadership then led her to actually be recognized at the state level with a Changemaker Award from Generation Citizen at a statewide ceremony at the State House. And she has gone on to just be a really powerful civic leader in our community in Lowell and then across the state, as she's worked to train teachers in the past couple of years and to work with students on action civics. But I think just seeing Sophia and her classmates really create change in their community, become voices in their community for the change they want to create, has been so powerful for me, because she and her classmates bring so many strengths to our community.
And Sophia, those stories are invaluable, and the data backs it up. 16 of the 34 valedictorians in the Boston Public Schools last year, for example, were former English learners, right? So here you are, you're a leader now. What did you want most to make change in, and do you feel like you had any impact?
Making a change as a young adult from where I came from, it's very hard. Young people are not heard that enough. And when they try to create change, they will be turned off and like, you're still young, go work and do something else and leave community change to community leaders, not to you. But when I came here and I saw all the work in the classroom, and as Ms. Lander said, we actually didn't believe that they will hear us because of like where the knowledge that we had. And when they did, and they were like, okay, we'll consider that, and then we'll take that, and then we'll talk about that. It was a shock. I was like, is that they're actually gonna do that? And like, and we waited after a couple months, and I was like, we did create change in that community.
Pick one thing. What's a piece of change that actually happened?
Now, in the state of Massachusetts, we helped pass a bill called the Red Flag Bill. And by the end of the summer, the bill became a law.
On that note, Jessica Lander, I'll turn back to you with this last question. If our listeners were to understand one thing coming out of this conversation that they didn't before we started, what would you most want them to understand?
I hope they take away from this conversation just the enormous strengths of our young immigrant students today. They bring just such a wealth of knowledge and perspectives of other countries and cultures. They are cultural and linguistic navigators for their families and often for their friends. They bring grit and determination of having lived in multiple countries and cultures. And such creativity and such drive, as we've just talked about, to create positive change and to create new homes here. And so I think I'm so honored to learn with and to spend my days working with and collaborating with my students every day from around the world. And so that I hope listeners take away just the tremendous strength that our immigrant students bring to our communities and all the ways that they enrich our communities.
Jessica Lander is a history teacher at Lowell High School and author of Making Americans, Stories of Historic Struggles, New Ideas, and Inspiration in Immigrant Education. And Sophia is one of Jessica's former students who's featured in the book.